Welcome to today's audiocast from Aviation International News, the most respected source for business aviation news.
This is AIN News Editor Chad Trotvetter. At the Sun and Fun Fly-In earlier this month, I caught up with John and Martha King of King Schools to talk about their opposition to changes to the blocked aircraft registration request program. The husband and wife pilot duo have celebrity status in the aviation community due to their popular video pilot training courses. This also makes them prone to harassment, thus the reason that they've opted to block their tail number through the BAR program.
The problem with making private aircraft movement publicly available is it makes it publicly available to anyone with whatever motives. They may be good just because people are interested in meeting you, but they may also be bad. In a sense, it's opening the door to people who may have gotten an obsession with someone or whose obsession may turn into a stalking situation.
Because Martha's a little bit of a public figure in this small community of aviation, she's gotten some people obsessed with her. And she's had some stalkers. We had a guy that called up some 50-some times and wanted to talk dirty with Martha. And it wasn't me. And so the FBI went to investigate the guy, and they said, well, look, we don't have proof, but this guy's never going to call you again. And he didn't. But then we had another guy who was writing us long, long letters with writing around the outsides of the envelope. And one of the letters finally said, this person got shot, and maybe you will too, ha-ha. And that kind of alarmed us. So we went, it was Dunn County, North Dakota, and we called the sheriff and said, you know, this guy's writing us a lot of these letters. They're really weird. And he says, oh, I said, is he dangerous? And the sheriff said, well, you know, the governor asked me the same thing. I said, well, what'd you tell him? And he says, well, I can't say he's not, because he just got out of an institution and he started going down the grocery hall and aisle and knocking all the groceries off the shelves. So those kinds of things, if you're in the public view in a way, even though it's a small community like aviation, there will be people who become obsessed with you, and particularly in Martha's case, a woman who's in the public view, people become obsessed with you. So we had another guy that came, was very, very interested in women who flew, but he really had some problems. You could see that. And we wound up having to call the police to remove him from the office. So those kinds of things are there. And I see the public interest in knowing when an airliner is going to arrive, but I don't see the public interest in knowing where John and Martha are flying today in their private airplane that they're paying for themselves in private transportation. So the FAA is a little disjointed about this because they don't publish the addresses of pilots when there is a public interest in being able to look to see if someone actually has the qualifications they say they have. Right. So they keep that secret, but then they feel that they need the broadcast where people are flying in a private airplane on their private business. So it's kind of a discontinuity there.
Well, you're also business owners, so you may be trying to do a deal that you don't want people to see,
well,
too, right?
That would be true. And that's not our particular concern because we're not that much big-time operators. But it certainly is our concern that we don't want to broadcast to people who might have this stalking intent exactly when we're going to arrive and where and all of that.
Shortly after the online flight tracking services became available and before the BAR program went into effect, which was really a reaction to those online flight tracking services, we had an individual email me and give me a list of every place we had flown in the previous 6 months. And you look at that, and it was, the tone of it was kind of I can know where you're going anytime I want to, and I can meet you anytime I want to. And you look at that, and particularly as a woman, it makes you uneasy. It makes you uncomfortable. And so I feel that, the federal government, the state governments have done so much and passed a number of laws regarding protecting people's privacy as anti-stalking measures. And then for the government to come along and say, well, we're going to publicly release all this information to anyone who wants to know is really almost schizophrenic on the government's part, and a real turnabout for a federal agency to say, we're going to put out their people's movements individually.
You know, I was just going to say, just because we have the technical capability of doing something doesn't mean that we should. For instance, your cell phone broadcasts where you are to all the cell towers, and that information could be publicly available. And so we could say that we need to know where Chad Troutvetter is, and we could broadcast that, and we could get up on the computer and see where you are any moment at any time. Well, people would object to that. They wouldn't think that's a good idea. So why are we doing it to John and Martha in their private airplane? So those are the issues that we're thinking about.
One of the arguments that has been made by some people who say that, well, this information ought to be released, is that these aircraft are flying using federal airways and federal facilities with air traffic control, and therefore the movements ought to be public. But you could use that same argument with any car on any street, any interstate. You're using public facilities paid for by the public, whether the state or the federal government. So, okay, why not track every single vehicle and say, oh, if I want to know where a person is right now and which way they're headed, I can just type their name in and up it'll pop and they'll just show me, you know, the road they're on and so on. Not a good idea for cars, not a good idea for private aircraft either. It's still a private vehicle in private transportation.
Thank you for listening to today's audiocast from Aviation International News. For the latest business aviation news, go to www.ainonline.com.